This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The law of supply and demand is in full effect in the corn harvest this year. We've got more of it than we know what to do with, thanks in part to high prices the past couple of years, which, in accordance with the law, pretty much obliged farmers to plant more corn. There is a new study out showing farmers converted millions of acres of grassland to plant corn, which comes, it turns out, with big environmental costs, specifically for our carbon footprint. Marketplace's Dan Weissman explains.
Isn't corn a plant? Aren't plants good for taking carbon out of the atmosphere? That was my first question for Tyler Lask. He's a researcher at the University of Wisconsin and the study's lead author. He said it has to do with microbes that lie dormant in the prairie's undisturbed soil. Plow the soil, they wake up.
And so when they go through that process, just like humans, they also release CO2 when they exhale, in a sense.
So there's a one-time release. Plus, harvesting annual crops like corn stores less carbon in the soil than allowing perennials like grass to stay put. That's the biology. Then there's markets and government policy. Last year's Farm Bill cut back a program that pays farmers to set aside land for conservation.
And so now that prices have dropped, farmers may be left with no alternative but to continue cropping this land.
Remember that huge surplus? You know, prices have fallen dramatically. Then there's another government program, subsidized crop insurance. Most of that newly plowed land was eligible, and it wasn't great land for farming.
So I think you could point the finger directly at the crop insurance program for de-risking that land conversion decision.
That's Iowa State economist Bruce Babcock. He studies corn markets. He's less concerned about the carbon impacts than about the fact that some of this grassland provided a habitat for songbirds.
We can do lots of CO2 emission mitigation by simply converting coal-fired plants into natural gas or solar.
What he means is it's impossible to bring back species that are lost because you plowed under their habitat. I'm Dan Weissman from Marketplace.